At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello and welcome to episode 575 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Fade the Public Friday, everyone. What is going on? Get ready. We are about to steam into the weekend, a big Kentucky Derby weekend. I'll give you a little more intel on the Kentucky Derby in a second, but a lot to get to today, guys. We have a packed slate. I got six bets in Major League Baseball I want to share today. I have two in the NBA, including a huge back-and-forth line move with the Heat and the 76ers centered upon Joel Embiid's status, who we thought was going to be out. He was, you know, ruled out. Then he's upgraded to doubtful. So we've seen the line go back and forth, but we got to talk about big Miami Heat and Sixers game tonight. Suns and the Mavs have a play on that. One in particular is incredibly lopsided, so get ready to put that hazmat suit on. Then three games in the NHL. It's do or die pretty much for my Boston Bruins, so we have three bets here to share. And then I do have two in the UFC. We talked yesterday about Rose Namajunas checking off younger, taller, longer reach line move, but now I have a second bet that I wanted to share and also tip the cap to Gamblin' Lou here, because this was a play that we talked about on Betting Across America, and he got me into it because it was checking off three out of my four boxes, and I said, if Lou likes it, I'm going to tail. So one more UFC bet to share, guys, but a big, big day, a big Fade the Public Friday ahead. Looking back toward yesterday, this is how baseball giveth and baseball taketh away. I feel like we were grinding a bunch of good, you know, MLB nights in a row, like a 5-2 night, a 4-1, a 3, you know, a 4-2, like those kind of nights. And then guess what? Last night, we got some bad breaks here. None bigger than the Philadelphia Phillies, man. Are you kidding me? You have a 7-0 lead going into the ninth inning, or 7-1, 7-0, whatever it was, and you blow that lead. Are you kidding me? Just unbelievably pathetic. So I saw this was great. I love going on Twitter and seeing Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets, say, Twitter, make some noise. Great comeback, Mets. Like, STFU, Cohen. Go count your billions. Don't rub it in after my Phillies get off to a great lead, a fishy line that made no sense and completely blow it. So, Philadelphia, you talk about baseball giving you the highest of highs and lowest of lows. Having a 7-1 or 7-0 lead in the ninth, what are you going to win that? 99.9% of the time. Appreciate that, Philly bullpen. Great job blowing that lead. That was the biggest comeback in the ninth inning since 1997. So I was a 10-year-old back in that time. I was playing Little League, basically. So it goes to show you what a crazy, awful beat that was. But we got Houston, we got Tampa Bay, but overall 2-5. Toronto lost, Minnesota, San Fran, Miami. Miami lost a close one, 2-1. So 2-5 MLB, kind of our first losing MLB night, and really capped off by a terrible Phillies loss there. But 2-1 in the NHL. We got the Rangers, which was nice. We saw the Louis Domingue turn into a pumpkin there after he was looking great to help him into overtime. We couldn't get the Colorado puck line, and I thought right off the bat, I was like, ooh, this is looking good, because who was it? MacKinnon rushed down the left side, snapped off a wrister, 1-0, like 5 minutes into the game. Like, okay, this is young goalie Connor Ingram. He's over his head. We're going to cover this puck line. It's going to be a 5-0 game. And then I tip my cap to this goalie, young kid. He absolutely stood on his head, went to overtime, couldn't get the puck line. Colorado did win, but unfortunately lost that spread bet. But we did get the Calgary under 5.5. So that was a 2-0 game. So continuing to turn a small profit in NHL, you love to see it. But overall, again, guys, 4-6, minus 2.84. And I'm blaming the Philadelphia Phillies. That was as bad as it gets, having a 7-1 lead or 7-0. I keep going back and forth. But either way, you can't be giving that up. I would say, though, if you feel bad, if you're a Phillies backer last night, at least you're not Phil Mickelson. I read this article on ESPN that this new book coming out, Phil Mickelson, I think over a four-year period, lost $40 million betting on sports. So, or gambling, I guess. I don't know if it's sports betting or he's, you know, playing the table games or the cards or whatever. But, hey, I lost the unit on the Phillies in the worst, you know, way possible. Ripped my heart out, dance to the beat. But at least I'm not Phil Mickelson. So, that is one consolation prize, guys. But a lot to get to. I'd also mention the WNBA begins today. It's opening day WNBA. If you are looking for WNBA intel, the sharpest person that I know when it comes to WNBA is Danielle Alvari. She's my colleague here at VSiN. She does the Los Angeles City Cast. She kills her WNBA plays, so I know she tweets them out. But if you're looking for WNBA content, check out and follow Danielle. And we will be dabbling in WNBA. I got nothing today, but I'm dusting off my system matches, and don't be surprised if we sweat a little WNBA. Maybe we'll just be super, super, super selective and only play the games that really, really fit our model. But again, wanted to address that because you may, you know, listen to a pod moving forward over the summer and hear WNBA play here or there. And don't laugh. Again, this is a money-making opportunity, and in a way, WNBA to me is actually one of your best sports to bet on because there's a public bias against it. You know, all the drunk guys at the bar, you're betting on women's basketball. Yes, we are, because they're good athletes and it's a great sport and it's a money-making opportunity. A win on the Sparks or the Sun or whoever it may be is going to, you know, pay out the same exact color money as a win on Alabama football or again, the Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL. So don't overlook it. And really, the other thing about WNBA, it's kind of like CFL in this regard. But these really low bet sports, line moves are really important because the public, and again, it's getting bigger. I'm not going to say there's no public betting WNBA. It is on ESPN, and you know it is, you know, increasing in scope and audience. But line moves are meaningful because you don't have a lot of public action. So therefore, if lines are getting hit, it's people like Danielle who know what they're doing and know what they're talking about moving these numbers. So in a way, these sharp moves are almost a little bit easier to identify. But I just wanted to mention that WNBA opening day, we will hit on a little WNBA here and there on the Market Insights pod. But with that being said, guys, a huge Friday ahead. Reminder, as always, quick housekeeping. I know it's the Kentucky Derby. I don't have a play for you. I'm not a huge horse racing guy. I usually go to Saratoga once a year with all my buddies. I'm from the Berkshires in Western Mass, so we go over the border, and I learned to get the book, quote-unquote the book. It's like this little pamphlet, $5 or $10. It gives you all the races, the bloodlines, looking at, you know, who's the father, who's the mother, who's the trainer, who's the owner, all that stuff. And then comparing, you know, line movement and stuff like that. So I do it for fun, but I would say if you're really interested in betting the Kentucky Derby this weekend, we got great coverage for you. I'm leaving it up to the experts here. Patrick Maher, my guy on Lombardi Line, he is one of the sharpest guys I know when it comes to horse racing, grew up doing it. Sean King's a big horse racing guy. You also have a bunch of other intel here. Jeff Siegel, Millie Ball, Jeremy Plonk, Eddie Olchick, the whole crew. So you have a great, and leading off to the newsletter today, great intel on the Kentucky Derby, including a Kentucky Derby betting guide. So sign up for the VSiN newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. You get a ton of links and coverage for the Kentucky Derby. You'll get a rundown of all the shows that day. You also get links to all of our information here, NBA, NHL, all the low bets, higher dollars betting splits. You get JVT's take on NBA, Andy McNeil's take on NHL, promos for legal sports books, bunch of UFC content, biting in the arena, Reed Kuhn, Lou Finicaro, the First Strike podcast with Dave Ross. That's another way you can kind of stay plugged in. We have NASCAR betting. We also have F1 racing. So I don't know a lot about that, Formula One, but there is a link to our Racing Lines podcast. So keep an eye out for that. You also get all the links to our CityCast, Adam Burke's blurbs, my Market Insights column. You know the deal, guys. Great intel every single day in the newsletter. It costs you nothing, and it's going to give you a ton of links and information to guide you in the right direction. Never guarantee a winner, again, there's no such thing as a locker guarantee, but we can guarantee you that we're going to give you all the information that you need to feel like you're making an informed bet. And again, that's really half the battle there. So VSiN.com/newsletter, it's free, sign up. And then if you want to take that next step in your sports betting journey, sign up for a VSiN All Access membership. We have a great promo right now. It's our summer special. It's $59. I know it sounds like a lot, and it is, but hey, going out to dinner, maybe you and a buddy or your significant other, maybe you get I don't know if you get two entrees here, but you get an appetizer, maybe split an entree, you get a couple drinks. It's $59 right before you know it. So with that $59, it's going to cover you now until July 31st. Every single Points for Weekly Magazine from now until then, all the afternoon best bet emails that, you know, best bet picks from all the guests and the hosts at VSiN, all of our betting tools, expert advice, live stream of all the shows. It's really the best way to stay kind of in tuned with all of our content behind the paywall. So again, VSiN.com/subscribe. Get that $59 summer special. It's a great promo right now to cover you for the next couple months here. So with that being said, guys, of course, lastly, get on Twitter. Twitter is where Joel Embiid out. Upgraded to doubtful, downgraded, you know, blah, 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 all this stuff. This is where Twitter, I'm like dialed in this Embiid status for tonight. It's had a, you know, kind of a big impact on the line, but that's a microcosm of why Twitter is important, because we are working and operating and trying to win in a real-time market that's fluid, that's constantly evolving, constantly changing. So we got to be the first to know, not the last. It's not just what side you like, it's what number you got and when you got down. So really, Twitter is an information-based barometer of really finding out info that could affect our bet. Money coming in, lines moving, injuries, following local beat reporters, creating a gambling community. Twitter is important. So get on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. You can follow me at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@vsin.com. I'd love to help you in any way that I can. Got to get referred to a new sports book. Need an app to track your bets. Got questions about gambling philosophy or contrarian betting? Let me know. I'm happy to help you in any possible way. With that being said, guys, let's dive into our big slate today because I'm excited. It's a great day to bet on sports. So first one on the board for me, guys, I'm going to go wash, rinse, repeat and bet against the Cincinnati Reds. If you haven't noticed, the Reds, man, they might set the record for the worst season ever. They're 3-22 right now. This is unbelievable. If you bet $100 on every Reds game so far this year, you're down like $1,700. It's just ridiculous here. So they are at home, and man, did the Mets game just get postponed? Hold on one second here, guys. I had a play on the Mets and Scherzer. Don't be postponing this game for me. Hold on one second. Hold on. Let me just check. Because I did have the Mets on the money line. Yep, Mets, Phillies postponed. God darn it. Okay, now we're down to five plays here, sadly. Weather could be an issue because I saw the Yankees game got postponed as well. But anyway, that's all right. I'm going to bet against the Reds once again. I like this line move here in favor of Pittsburgh. Never thought I'd say, you know, I'm really excited to bet the Pittsburgh Bucks today. But they're actually 10-14. You know, they've been actually better than previous years. And I know they signed Key Brian Hayes to a big deal early, kind of like your next McCutcheon. But anyway, guys, big line move to Pittsburgh. This isn't just a bet against Cincy because they're terrible play, but good movement to Pittsburgh. There's Brubaker against Overton. You had Pittsburgh open as low as like a, you know, pick them -110 or short favorite here. They've been bet up all the way to -125. So good steam in favor of the Pirates here. This would be a rest advantage play. So a favorite who had the day off yesterday versus a team who played, had the second leg of a, you know, back-to-back or a series there. 236-147, 62%, 4% ROI since 2018. So Pittsburgh's rested, ready to go. They have a better ERA, 4.67 team ERA versus 6.86. They're a better hitting team, 233 versus 203. They got that rest advantage. And Cincinnati going up against a righty, 2-15 this year. And this is what I call the lesser of two evils play, because Pittsburgh, they're below 500. They're -37 run differential. But look at the Reds. They're -87 run differential. So I like this move toward Pittsburgh. I'm going to sweat the Pittsburgh Buccos here. I got the Buccos at -123. That is my play. Pour one out for the Mets. I love that move to Scherzer. That game is now postponed. So next one on the board here, guys. I'm going to go Milwaukee Brew Crew. Give me the Brew Crew at pretty much a -105. This became a kind of a dog to a pick'em. Not a dog to fave, because it's kind of a pick'em number now. But this game opened as high as like Atlanta -125 at home. It's now -105 both sides. So this line is really, really falling in favor of Milwaukee. To me, this is a sharp play to get behind Milwaukee. Chavez is going to start for Atlanta. I think he's going to be the long man. But my play here would be Eric Lauer. Lauer's been really good this year. He's got on the year an ERA of like 1.93. And you also look at Lauer, he's gone 23 innings. He's only given up 5 runs, 34 strikeouts. I want to get behind Lauer against an opener here for Atlanta. You also get Milwaukee plus 41 run differential, minus 8 for Atlanta here. And Atlanta against lefties, only 5-5 on the season. So I like this line moving in favor of Milwaukee. And Milwaukee's been hot. They just swept the Reds. I guess everyone sweeps the Reds. But I'll be backing Milwaukee on a dog to pick them. Not a dog to fave, a dog to pick them number here. And I guess technically pick them or dog, you know, before they were technically a pick them, all that dog system, all those dog system matches would be road division dog or road dog high total. Not division, they're different divisions, Central versus East, but you do have kind of a high total there, 8.5, which, again, 8.5 used to be a high total. Today, or today's baseball, that's another high total because you're seeing so many unders cash and a lot more, you know, 8s and 7.5s and stuff like that. So I will be sweating the Milwaukee Brew Crew here. Shop around. I got the Brew Crew at minus 105. Next play for me, I'm going to go to the Fathers. Let's go San Diego. I bet them Miami last night. They couldn't get it. They tied it up, and then they couldn't overcome that 2-1 deficit there. But I like San Diego in this one tonight, guys. So first one for me, line move play. What I like about San Diego, they opened as low as like minus 120. They've been bet up to around minus 135. So you have about a 15-cent steam move in favor of San Diego. So match our non-division home favorite system, 60% this year, 61% over the last couple years. You also have a favorite with a very low total. So this one is 6.5. Looks like it's actually juiced up a little over. 6.5 over, minus 115. But this is Darvish against Alcantara. San Diego is plus 21 differential. You have the Miami Fish plus 2. Miami is only 4-6 as a dog this year, but you have San Diego 12-5 as a favorite. And also look at going up against righties. Anytime it's like both righties or righty lefty, always look at how these teams have done against certain types of arms. So you look at San Diego, they're 10-6 against righties. Miami's just 9-10 against righties. And Miami has really struggled here. The team that I do kind of like to sweat, I feel like they're always undervalued. I think they've lost like 5 or 6 in a row. On the one hand, it's like, hey, buy low on Miami who's struggled. But also San Diego, to me, this is kind of a short number on a good San Diego home team here. So I got the Fathers. I shopped around, and I got a minus 132 for San Diego. Might be a little bit higher now at some shops, like minus 135. Next play for me, only got two left. A lot of these have been postponed here. But next one is Houston Astros. It's kind of a excuse me, guys. Houston with a line move. And if you saw last night, we had Houston. They gave up a 2-0 lead in the ninth inning. They gave up a homer to Jaime Candelario. I'm like, Jesus, are you really going to blow this? Luckily, bottom of the ninth, they walked it off with a Tucker walk-off hit. But huge steam move to Houston today. They opened like minus 175 at home. They're all the way up to minus 200. So big line move, big steam in favor of Houston. Tell me, big respect and money came in on the Astros here. Look at these favorites, 200 or more at home. 40-17, 70%. Non-division home favorites, as we mentioned, 60% this year. And let's see, against righties, Houston is 12-5. And you look at, Houston's 12-5 as a favorite. And you look at Detroit, they're only 6-13 as a dog. Houston's plus 9, Detroit's minus 25. So I'm going to back that big steam move in favor of Houston. Give me Houston. I got a minus 197 with Houston, but you're probably around minus 200 at most of these shops. Last play for me on the board, I'm going to go San Francisco, Los Gigantes. They kind of let me down, last night or a couple times recently. They've been in a bit of a funk here. But this is a good team that I do want to buy low on. So number one, a little bit of line movement. San Fran open around like minus 120 at home. I saw some shops that were even opening San Fran as a slight dog. Maybe that was a bit of an outlier there. But San Fran's been ticked up all the way to around minus 125. So pretty decent steam move in favor of San Fran. This would be a system match on a favorite off a loss who made the playoffs last year. So again, you're good enough to make the playoffs last year. Coming off a loss, bounce back factor. It speaks to how you can kind of turn around and put a bad game behind you. But those teams favored off a loss who made the playoffs last year, 52-21. Really good system here. 71%, 18% ROI. That'd also be the non-division home favorite system match with San Francisco. You're buying low again, as I mentioned, because they've lost 4 in a row. Favorite with a very low total. This one is 7. Looks like it's juiced up. 7.5, so might have gone down to 7 here. Or was it 7 up to 7.5? Looks like 7 up to 7.5, actually. So always check the weather, San Fran. Wind's blowing out. Yeah, okay, I get that. I didn't play it, but it does look like there was a little bite at the apple over 7 to 7.5. But you look at St. Louis, 4-1 their last 5. I want to bet against them. I feel like they're kind of overvalued right now. And you do have San Fran, 12-6 as a favorite. So I'm going to back that little bit of steam with a favorite of the low total, buy low on the Gigantes. So my 5 bets in Major League Baseball. Sadly, the Mets got postponed. I wanted my revenge on Philly. But 5 bets today, guys. Let's see if we can get 3 or 4 of them. Pittsburgh, minus 123. Milwaukee, minus 105. San Diego, minus 132, Houston, minus 197, and San Francisco, minus 125. There you have it, guys. We're going to take a very, very short break. We got way more to get to here on a Fade the Public Friday. I got two bets in the NBA. We got to walk through this Embiid line move here. We also have three in the NHL. Do my Bruins finally get back in the series tonight? We shall see. I got two money lines and I got a total. And then UFC. We talked about Rose Namajunas. We're going to shave our heads if she cashes for us. But I got a bet on the main event, Oliveira and Gaethje, and a tip of the cap to Gamble and Loose. We'll hit on that when we get back on episode 575 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena. And sadly, poor one out for the Phillies last night. I still can't get over that blown loss. That's just pathetic. And this is the razor's edge you walk when you're betting on sports, guys. Like, with that Philly loss, we were 4-6 minus 2.84 units. If they win that game, which they should have, you take back a unit, so now you're minus 1.84. Then you cash your unit that you would have cashed them on Philly. So you're probably like minus 1.2. So that's the difference between winning and losing when it comes to grinding out each night. So, again, you're dead to me, Phillies. Just pathetic. But anyway, guys, not going to let that get us down. Talking NBA, NHL, and a little bit of UFC when we return in episode 575 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. With me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena every single day from a data-driven, contrarian betting perspective, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around. Hey, tapping. Hey, stranger. I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know. But I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, "Look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot"?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So, what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, everyone, we are back at it. After a great string of Major League Baseball days, we had a bad one last night. 2-5, Phillies let us down. But we did eke out a small grinded profit in the NHL. 2-1 with the Calgary Under and the New York Rangers. So let's see if we can continue, or again, see if we can finish off the week on a hot note as we steam into the weekend. So it looks like bad weather across Major League Baseball. A couple of games have already been postponed, but we did discuss our five-pack here in Major League Baseball. Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, San Diego, Houston, and San Fran. Now let's go over to the NBA because we got some big NBA playoff games tonight. So First one on the board, Heat 76ers. So number one, this has been an odyssey in terms of the line movement here, and it's all centered upon Joel Embiid. So I went into today, and everyone was saying Joel Embiid is out. Obviously, statuses can change. But early on the thought that Embiid may play, it opened up some shops, actually 76ers minus one. Now remember, Miami has won and covered both games this series. Don't remind me because I think I was on Philly plus the points in both games. But they're 2-0 this series. They've won and covered both games. The new series price is Miami minus 1,400, Philly plus 800. Don't really see value in either of those numbers. Maybe Miami to win in, you know, five or four or sweep, something like that. But I didn't play anything on this series price. But here's the thing. The odds makers were protecting themselves when they dropped the line. They said Sixers minus one, because if Embiid plays, hey, this number's probably going to move even further to the Sixers as a short favorite. But then it turned out, hey, he's not going to play. This line shot up all the way to Miami Heat, laying three, or even minus 3.5 at some shops. Then I wake up this morning, and there's a Shams Charania tweet saying Embiid's getting fitted for a mask. He's going to go through shoot-around. He may be able to play. So then we saw the line flip all the way down to a pick'em. Well, now I don't know if he's going to play or not, but once the line got back down to pick'em, you had a lot of Miami Heat money come in. So I don't know if that means Embiid's out or it's just, hey, you're getting a good value play on a team that's playing fantastic right now at a legit pick'em number. Then you had Miami Heat steam come back in, and now they're back up to minus 1.5. So pretty much all movement has been toward Miami. Or I guess not exactly, because the line did fall to the Sixers on the Embiid news. But this is a play for me, guys. Like, it's not a huge data-driven play. You know, the line is going, you know, based on open to current toward Miami. They're getting 77% of bets, 78% of money at BetMGM. Now, I am going to play Miami. I'm on Miami on the money line here. So shop around. I got a money line at minus 120. So that was kind of when it was closer to a pick'em number. I think right now, minus 105, you are like minus 125, minus 130, something like that. But I moneyline the Miami Heat. I'm going to kind of bet against this Embiid, like, you know, ooh, Willis Reed, he's going to come out and play. I know, you know, technically Philly would be a contrarian spot. But from what I've seen from the eye test, and the line is going to Miami, and this is really why I like Miami, because these favorites are dominating the postseason. They're 34-23 against the spread, 60%. If a favorite has a line move in their favor, which is what is happening here with Miami, they're 20-9, 69% ATS. And you also look at playoffs favorites straight up, they're 42-15, 74%. So if the 76ers, you know, if Embiid plays or not, if they win the game, I'll tip my cap and, you know, I'll swallow a unit here and give it to the book. But to me, if you're getting Miami matching a ton of favorite systems and they've completely outclassed Philadelphia and you have such a short number here with a line move, I'm going to play Miami. So give me Miami on the money line. I got a minus 120, and they've been great on the road ATS, 26-16 ATS on the road. I'm sweating the Miami money line. Suns and Mavericks. I was going into this game saying I really want to bet the over, but it opened 219.5. It's down to 218.5, and about 65% of bets are on the over. So it looks like some reverse line movement under. I didn't play the under because if you look at some of these recent, you know, kind of trends here for the Mavs and the Suns, the over's 2-0 this series. The Suns are 6-1 to the over their last seven. The Suns are, 9-4 to the over on the road their last 13. And the Mavs are over 10-5 their last 15 games. So I was going into it saying I want to bet the over, but heavy betting over the line fell. That's kind of taken me off the over. It also could be an adjusted line. Like game one, it was a 214.5. Game two was a 217.5. Now it's a 219 or 218.5. So line continues to go up. So I think if you're, you know, odds makers are obviously adjusting it. So you're kind of not getting great value based on the two previous game totals. So I laid off the total, but I got to play the Dallas Mavericks. I got to do it. I know they're, it looks disgusting. The Suns have completely, you know, won and covered every game, but Dallas is only getting 16% of bets. This is the ultimate, you know, wise guys or odds makers take a position here. You know, you always hear that odds makers want 50-50 action both sides, which is theoretically true. That way, no matter who wins, they'll just rake in the juice and guarantee a profit. But sometimes odds makers take a position if they feel like they're on the sharp side. I think they've taken a position on Dallas here because you're getting 84% of bets on Phoenix, yet Phoenix opened as like a 1-point road favorite, and it's down to a pick 'em. So why is the line going to Dallas if everybody, and I mean everybody, I say everybody when it's like 70%, but 84%, if the Phoenix Suns win and cover, odds makers are going to take a bath here. I got to go Dallas. It's the ultimate hazmat play, only 16% bets, but a reverse line move in their favor. It's a pick 'em at a lot of shops. You may find a plus one. My play here is if you can find a plus one, grab Dallas. If not, I'll go pick 'em or money line. But I got to play Dallas, desperation spot, down 0-2. They're plus 900 on the series price. Phoenix minus 1600, and Phoenix is now the favorite. I think minus 125 to win the West and plus 200 to win the NBA title. But that looks like a really fishy. And now just ask yourself this: Suns are playing great, winning and covering every game. Why is it a pick 'em? That makes no sense. I got to go Dallas here. Let's go Doncic. And can Doncic get some help? Jesus, he needs some help. But give me Dallas plus one or a pick 'em. Try to get a plus one if you can. So my two plays in the NBA: Miami Heat money line, minus 120. Dallas Mavs plus one if you can find the one, or money line or pick 'em. Now to the NHL, where my Bruins are literally, if you're from England, they're literally box against the wall, down 0-2. But the fishy thing about tonight, guys, the Bruins have been completely outplayed against Carolina. If you were like me and you either bet on them or watch these games, it is just disgusting as a Bruins fan. In two games, you got outscored 10-3. You were never really in either of the games. But now it goes back to Boston. And what surprised me is I thought this would be close to a pick 'em type number. The Bruins open minus 130 at home. They've been steamed up to minus 135 at some shops. Why did the Bruins open as a favorite and become more of a favorite if they look completely outmatched? JV against varsity. It tells me something's fishy going on here. I looked at BetMGM and the data that they gave us, only 43% of bets on the Bruins, but 70% of money on the Bruins. So they're going to Jeremy Swayman. I don't even think Linus Ullmark played that poorly. It's really the guys in front of him who did nothing. And Pasternak, can you show up tonight, please? Or maybe Coyle or some of these other guys. You've been invisible this series. And no Hampus Lindholm, too. He got absolutely rocked, and he's probably out for at least a few games here. One of the most vicious, I think, a clean check. But it really makes no sense. Like, the Bruins look terrible. They're down 0-2. Carolina's completely outplayed them. They're missing their number two defenseman. Yet they're favored and they become more of a favorite. I got to go Bruins here, guys. This isn't just a, you know, betting with my heart, which you never want to do. You always want to bet with your head. But they're going up against a third string goalie, Kochetkov. So maybe they can light him up a little bit. And this would be a system match for me. Desperation off a loss. So teams who are off a loss this postseason, 6-2, 75%, 40% ROI. If you're a desperate team off a loss with playoff experience, made the playoffs last year, 4-2 so far, 67%, 54% over the last 15 years or so with a big ROI. So I got to play Boston here, guys. It looks fishy, and I'm going to go down with the ship if the Bruins get rocked again. So give me Boston. Let's go, Bees. Show up tonight. Let's go. Minus 135. Next play for me, I'm going to go St. Louis Blues. Pretty good steam move here to the Blues. It's a 1-1 series tie, but Blues have a good line move tonight. The series now goes to St. Louis. But if you look at this line, it opened around minus 110 St. Louis, a very, very, very short favorite. They've been steamed up to minus 120. Some shops are even higher to like minus 125. So I like this movement in favor of St. Louis. It tells me some respected money are in their favor. This would also be a awful loss system match. 6-2 so far this postseason. Awful loss with some experience. 4-2. So both system matches there with St. Louis. Of course, home teams get the last ice change or the last line change. So you can kind of mix and match. And if you're a good coach, you can put your best D-men against their top line or your checking line against the top line. So that would be in the favor of St. Louis. And then also, you have St. Louis 2-0 at home against Minnesota this year. So nothing huge, but I'll put that in my back pocket. Give me the St. Louis Blues. Good movement here in a desperate, or not desperate, it's tied 1-1, but awful loss, bounce back system match. So I got St. Louis at minus one. What did I get with St. Louis? Minus 125. And then my last play of the night, guys. I know it's tough to sweat an under with McDavid and Draisaitl, but I'm going to go under 6.5 with the Edmonton Oilers and the LA Kings. So the total opened 6.5, and it's really juiced up under. So a lot of these 6.5s, it hasn't fallen to 6, but it might. It's under 6.5 at minus 120. Some shops are even minus 125. You got a lot of liability here on the under. And my play here would be the Kings. They're one of the, I think they are the lowest scoring playoff team to make the playoffs here. They're 45-35 to the under this season. And you look at not only the juice on the under, this reminds me a lot, hopefully, the result does too, of that Dallas-Calgary under. Same sort of thing. But Victor Arvidsson, he may miss this game. He's one of their good offensive guys. Low-scoring playoff team, liability under. And Edmonton, you know, they get rolling at home and score a million goals. On the road, I think it's a different story. To me, this feels like a lower-scoring game, and the liability on the juice is really kind of backing that up for me. So I'm going to go Kings under 6.5 at minus 120. So can we get two out of these three? Boston Bruins, let's go. We want the cup. Wake up. Minus 130, what did I get? Minus 135. St. Louis, minus 125, and Edmonton and LA Kings under 6.5. Now to the UFC, guys. I mentioned Rose Namajunas was a play for me. I put her in yesterday. Really no movement on that. Maybe we'll see it coming into tomorrow. But again, younger, taller, longer reach, line movement, matching and checking off all of our boxes. And that was also a Reed Kuhn play as well. If you don't know, Reed Kuhn is right up there with Gamble and Lewis, two of the best UFC guys in the business and that we work with at VSiN. So my other addition here is the main event. And this one's for Gamble and Lou. He wrote about this one in Points for the Weekly. I was looking at this one anyway, and Gamble and Lou's breakdown really kind of sent me over the edge. So I'm going to sweat Charles Oliveira. It's Oliveira against Gaethje. And try to pronounce Gaethje if no one tells you how to pronounce it. G-A-E-T-H-J-E. Just kidding. It's Gaethje, if you don't know. But anyway, I like this movement toward Oliveira. He opened him around minus 165. He's up to minus 175. So 10 cent steam, nothing crazy, but we'll take it. He's 32. Gaethje is 33. So 1 year age advantage here, youth. I'll take it. They're both 5'8", so the height's the same. But a 74-inch reach for Oliveira, only 70 for Gaethje. And then if you read Gamble and Lou's breakdown, he talks about, you know, the grappling and trying to have a big advantage here, or at least hopefully with Oliveira and his speed and his power and stopping different takedowns. And also the caliber of fighter that he's fought. I know Gaethje's fought some good players too, but Oliveira's the champ here. And I expect him to retain that moniker. So give me Oliveira with Gamble and Lou behind us, minus 175. So Oliveira minus 175, Namajunas minus 210. Those are my two bets in the UFC this weekend. There you have it, guys. Another day, another dollar. Hopefully we can maybe go 2-0 in the UFC, biting, which would be nice. Let's go Namajunas. Let's go Oliveira. Big day, guys. Let's go Bruins. Reminder, if you enjoy the pod, if it's helped you cash some bets, if you feel like you're getting a little bit sharper in the market, you're not just betting based on gut instinct and bias. You're really looking at the data, the information. You're looking at line movement, betting percentages, system matches. You'd be taking more of a contrarian mindset. Maybe your bankroll is starting to increase a little bit. Maybe you're no longer betting parlays. You're flat betting and getting some closing line value. If any of that is true, or if you just think I'm a decent guy, you want to make my day, I always joke around and say that. Well, that you can do that too. Just go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick up a copy of my book. It's got everything I've learned in the industry all in one place. Transitioning from early on a total public bettor who parlayed every Boston team and didn't look at anything in terms of line movement or data and slowly realized, hey, I got to be different. I got to learn how to be contrarian. I got to look at data and information. It's a full book on how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, contrarian value, how to place a bet in person or online, all included in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So you want to pick up a copy, it would mean a lot to me. If you already have, thank you, and thank you again. With that being said, whatever you do, do not show me a Philadelphia Phillies last night, just brutal. But flash me a Houston ticket, Tampa Bay. How about the New York Rangers getting it done? How about the Calgary under 5.5? You love to see it, guys. Reminder, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods, or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, breaking handle records every day in the virtual matrix in New York, hopefully pretty soon, legalized betting in Massachusetts, or out in the desert where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walter sends his number runners, where you probably get five hot dogs after the Phillies blow it for you and just say, screw this, I need some comfort food. But of course, don't forget about the sparkling new Circa. Sweat and Sharp Contrarian plays the Stormy in the Crew at Stadium Swim, hanging by the Mega Bar, getting a victory burger, chilling by the big screens, Mandalay Bay, LV Superbook, wherever it may be. You're going to flash me one of those winners. How about that under in that hockey game last night? We'll take it, guys. But reminder, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. But over the long haul, smart money will win a majority of the time. That's why we always want to be on the side of the sharp action. So if we can find that sweet spot, we don't have to cap every game. We can all strive to do that, set our own numbers. That's the ultimate goal. But if you can find that sweet spot, games that fit our model, against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some closing line value, guess what? We're going to be okay long term. With that being said, guys, hope you have a fantastic weekend. Reminder, I forgot to mention this, but keep an eye on the Celtics tomorrow. They were +3 the other day. They're down to +2. So some money coming in on Boston. Let's go Bruins. The game of the night is the Bruins. Let's get back in this series. Let's show that we're not dead yet. We ain't dead yet, and don't give us an opening. Because if you let us win tonight, then we got Pedro, we got Derek Lowe, and we got Schilling, and anything can happen in a Game 7. Red Sox fans, you know what I'm talking about. But good luck, everyone. Have a great weekend. Reminder, I'm off on the weekends now, but I'll check my Twitter. I'm still writing the newsletter, so you can check in, say hello, and if not, I'll see you back on Monday. Have a great weekend, guys. Good luck. Enjoy the good weather. Enjoy spring.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.